Great County House, and the development of speech administration. After the establishment of the Kingdom of Hungary, the Árpád kings divided their new realm into smaller administrative units, royal comitatus. Each was headed by a comes, county head or župan, appointed by the monarch, and based at a royal castle, which served as the administrative center. In the Spiš region, such a comitatus was formed in the second half of the 12th century, with the majestic Spiš castle becoming its center. Gradually, as royal power weakened and the nobility gained more influence, the comitatus transformed into noble counties, stolice. In Spiš, this transformation took place at the turn of the 13th and 14th centuries. Following the revolutionary years of 1848 to 1849, a major administrative reform was carried out in Hungary, converting noble counties into state administrative units, župi, counties. The Spiš county existed until 1922, when it was abolished as part of the territorial reorganization in Czechoslovakia. As early as the 16th century, the county seat had moved from Spiš Castle to Levoča. During the reign of Maria Theresa, the state issued a decree requiring each county center to obtain a dignified administrative building. In Levoča, two burgher houses were purchased for this purpose, later known as the Great and Small County Houses. The construction of the new county seat was entrusted in 1807 to the builder Anton Pavolny from Eger, who later also designed the Evangelical Church on Levoča's main square. The sculptural decoration of the main facade was completed by Ignác Čech, a sculptor from Spišské Pohradie who worked in Košice. The facade of the building follows the strict lines of classicist architecture, but its austerity is enlivened by depictions of ancient philosophers above the windows and reliefs symbolizing science, art, economy, and civic virtues above the balcony, which is supported by Doric columns.